WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Those are the opening bars of a new song on the new album by the New York band Sonic Youth. With the release of their seventh album, Dirty, the band has become a veteran presence in the avant-garde wing of rock and roll. But rock critic Ken Tucker says that after 11 years, the band's longevity hasn't lowered its volume or diminished its power.
Sonic Youth's new album, Dirty, was released while I was on vacation recently, so I picked up a cassette of it in a little record store. One of the great advantages of being an experimental rock band that's sold out to a major label like Geffen Records is that your noisy, obscure, difficult music can be easily purchased even in Blue Hill, Maine. As I popped the cassette in the car stereo and let it blast, I suddenly realized that I was messing with nature on a grand scale, shattering the beauty of the cold green forest with the urgent urban blare of Sonic Youth. I was completely and rather happily disoriented by this. The 15 cuts on Dirty tend to bleed into each other, and since I couldn't make out most of the words and have never been able to read liner notes and drive on my side of the road at the same time, I experienced this new Sonic Youth collection as one big, undifferentiated whole, as a kind of rock and roll punch in the head. I now know that Dirty consists of a series of distinct Sonic Youth attacks. The quartet decries sexism on a song called Swimsuit Issue, theorizes that Supreme Court Judge Clarence Thomas will go to hell on a tune called Chapel Hill, and mourns the death of a friend in JC. I began making distinctions between tracks, preferring for the most part the songs that feature the deadpan yet urgent voice of Kim Gordon. It's a voice that cuts through feedback to demand that you listen closely. The album is produced by Butch Vig, who helped turn the loud clatter of the Seattle band Nirvana into million-selling music. With Sonic Youth, Vig has managed to boost the prominence of their melodies while remaining true to the band's busy, squawking, chaotic sound. And it's that shrewdly messy sound, by the way, not the language, that the album title Dirty refers to. When I got back from vacation, I was able to break down the components of Dirty and consider it the way I would any other album for a review. But there's a lot to be said for letting an album just wash over you. I don't need a rock band to tell me what to think about Clarence Thomas or swimsuit models, but I do find it helpful to have one really punch me in the head every once in a while.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.